Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Paul J. Meyer stated, productivity is never an accident. It is always the result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. Our guest today is a man of productivity, excellence, intelligence, and focus, among other exemplary attributes. Some of the most notable results that you will find or you'll find in organizations and in the lives of others come only after they have been seasoned and tested over time. Then you begin to see fruit. Well, our guest has borne much fruit for Christ. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, why we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, for you to know His love, that whatever challenge you may be facing right now, whatever circumstance or situation you may find yourself in, whatever state or condition of your mind or your heart or your place in life, that Christ loves you and knows you, that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried and He was raised on the third day. And the living Christ is seeking you, that you may enter into a personal relationship with God through faith in Him. Well, you know, as we begin our show, we remind you that today can be a new beginning, a new start for you. There is always hope in the Lord. Dr. Keli'i Akina, William Keli'i Akina, is the President Emeritus of Youth for Christ Hawaii. Youth for Christ Hawaii, YFC, is the most extensive Christian outreach to youth and young adults throughout the Hawaiian Islands. Dr. Akina had recently retired and is now retired as president and CEO of YFC after, get this now, 31 years of service. During that time, he led YFC and YFC Hawaii's signature organizations like Campus Life, Military Community Youth Ministries, YFC for Parents, and the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders. He also initiated Parent Project and organized the rebirth and development of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Hawaii. He's active nationally as a member of the Board of Trustees of Youth for Christ USA. He's preached and taught extensively in churches and conferences in Hawaii and the mainland USA. But that's not all. Dr. Akina is a scholar. Simply said, and he likes to keep it simple, he's a philosopher. He's an adjunct professor at Hawaii Pacific University and on the part-time faculty at the University of Hawaii. He graduated from Northwestern University, where he received his undergraduate degree, and the University of Hawaii, where he received both his master's degree and his PhD in comparative East-West philosophy. He's married to Patty. They have four children and are active members of Leeward Community Church. Dr. Akina, welcome to our show.
Well, Danny, what a delight to be here with you, and I say aloha to all of your listeners here on the radio show. I have to say this, that you've embarrassed me a bit by reading through part of my bio, and you've left out one of the most important and cherished pieces of my life.
Share it.
And that is that for 30 years, I have been the friend of Danny Yamashiro and the brother of him as a child of God. Yeah. Aloha to you and all your listeners
today.
Well,
you know, we've had some special times ministering together over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're in this studio here, and it's nothing new to you. You've been here many times, and as much as people have benefited from the work of outreach, evangelism, the love of Christ, someone somewhere in earshot of hearing what we're talking about has somehow been influenced by the ministry of YFC. And
well, that's a great privilege, you know, as we have concluded over 30 years of working for Youth for Christ and are no longer paid by that organization, but our heartbeats are there. Patty and I have enjoyed the relationship we've had with you. In fact, you're kind of like a lighthouse in the sense that wherever I go, whenever I travel, whenever I return to Hawaii, there you are as a beacon, broadcasting the good news. Every time I hear you, whenever I meet you, whenever you have the opportunity to say something, you somehow sandwich in that wonderful good news that you've been given. And so I commend you, Danny. I really think that your life has exemplified the real life of an evangelist. It's a real privilege to know you and be part of today's show.
Well, that definitely, Kelly, is mutual. Mutual. So, you know, we typically begin with this, and I think it just allows us to share, for you to share out of your heart and life. Kelly, where did you grow up?
Well, I was born while my parents were traveling. My dad was in the military, the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Both my mother and father are Hawaiian Chinese from Hawaii. And he happened to be stationed in Missouri. So I was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow.
And in my early years, I spent my first 5 years of life in Germany at Wiesbaden Air Force Base. And we lived in Maine and California and traveled and eventually settled down back here in Hawaii when I was in seventh grade and began to go to Kamehameha schools. And so that's basically my growing up. I kept coming back home after I went away to college. And then eventually accepted the offer of Youth for Christ back in 1980 to become the Youth for Christ staff person who went out and lived on the Waianae Coast and walked up and down and reached teenagers. So that's pretty much my upbringing.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I really have to say that I have been blessed by parents. Parents who love the Lord even before they knew a lot specifically about the Lord. But they were very faithful in their own faith background of the Catholic Church and exposed me to an early hearing of the Gospels being read every Sunday and good values and so forth. But, you know, really what made a big difference was the fact that my parents believed in me and believed in all of our siblings. We had the most wonderful opportunity to have parents who were our top cheerleaders, who saw the specific skills and talents that we had and developed us in those talents. It was my mother who saw that I had a talent in speaking, you know, and she, when I was in kindergarten, used to sit me on her lap and make me read until I was crying. And you understand, my mother didn't have a high school diploma. And she has just been a devoted woman. In World War II, she went into the factories to help rivet planes while our men were out there fighting and so forth. And then she married a GI, my dad. And her life has been to be his wife and a mother, and she's been faithful to him all the way through his passing away last year. And yet she took it upon herself to discover the talents of each of her children, each of her five children, and develop them. And I remember her telling me that I would be a speaker, and her forcing me to read with more expression. We had this book, Little White House, and I can't remember the other one, Little Red Reader or something, and there was Tom, and Tom was running, and the first sentence was, "See Tom run," and I would read, "See Tom run," and she'd go, "No, with expression, expression," until I was shouting, "See Tom run!" And I remember those days, and so I would have to say, in terms of development of talent into the opportunity I eventually had to become a speaker, in many ways, my mother played a major role.
See, you didn't know it back then, but your mother was giving you your first homiletical training.
Absolutely, that's right. Take a look at the text and bring it out to the public and so forth. And so I owe her that, yes.
And say it in such an engaging way. Well, really, look back at your mom, and through what she taught you early on, look at the many lives
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
your mom has influenced through her dear son.
My mom gave me the best of what I could receive through words. My dad gave me what I could receive through actions. He was articulate, and he spoke. He was very intelligent. But he wasn't a man of words. He was a man of deeds. He would show his love. He would show his disapproval. He would know it by his deeds, and his life was a life of giving himself to raise his children despite economic difficulties, loving his wife. All of these deeds are what he was about. In fact, I kind of recall the sum total of everything he told me about the birds and the bees was when he called me over one day and just said, "Son, don't get in trouble." That was it. The entire verbal communication about that area of life was just, "Son, don't get into trouble." He never said anything more to me. But, you know, I could tell by his example about the way he loved his wife, about mm-hmm. the way he lived a pure life. I could tell how I should be as a man. So while I learned through words from my mother, I learned through behavior from my father.
You know, the influence, and you've talked immensely over the years to parents, and you are a product of good parenting, your parents really looking at you and seeing the gift that God had given to them and the gifts inherent in you, and then developing that. And you and Patty have gone on and done that very thing with your own children, but exponentially so in the lives of many young people. And over the years, your heart and the fruit of your ministry has largely been leading young people, teens, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come back from our break, Kelly, I'd like for you to share with us how, at a young age, you came to know the Lord Jesus. What happened? What was going on in you at that point? And though you had some exposure early on, what happened in that moment where you yourself came to a place where you said, "I choose to follow Christ"? Because it's at that moment, really, where things began to turn and look at the things that have taken place as a result of a singular decision, and then, of course, consistent faithfulness over a long period of time. But I think it would be a point of inspiration. It's always a marvel to hear someone share their unique story of how Christ has changed their life. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. Ke'ali'i Akina. Dr. Ke'ali'i Akina is the President Emeritus of Youth for Christ Hawaii. He's also a professor at Hawaii Pacific University and the University of Hawaii. A philosopher is in our studio today. A philosopher, but also a practitioner. He does not only dwell in the esoteric land of thoughts and ideas and theories, but he's a pragmatist. He does the work that the Lord has called him to do. And when we come back, we'll hear how it began. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. Wandering the road of death.
desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. One of the most dynamic things in life is a decision point. When somebody makes a choice, you know, a choice that you make today, choice that you decide with conviction that you're going to do something can really alter the course of your life, and it's dynamic. It's a dynamic thing. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Dr. William Keili'i Akina. He's a dear friend and known by many, a leader among many leaders, and has influenced many, many young people throughout Hawaii and other parts of the United States and the world. He's in studio with us today. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors, Burt's Union Service, right here on School Street, and Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors, and also thank you to those of you who have stood with us. To find out more about our corporate sponsors and church partners, or how to be a partner, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Partners tab, as we are a listener-supported program. And you might be thinking, I'm just tuning in right now. I heard the last part of the show before the break. Is it possible for me to hear the whole thing? Absolutely. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have free downloads of this show. And more than that, you can send a link to your family member or friend who you can feel or sense. I think they'll relate with what Dr. Akina is saying. And you know, that would be an incredible way to connect with them. Kelly, before our break, we talked about you, your decision, how you came to Christ. Take us back. Tell us about it.
You know, the wonderful thing as we look back in our lives is that God has been there long before us and communicating and reaching out to us long before we even notice. And so I want to say that I am deeply, deeply grateful to the fact that I was born into a religious family. And there were so many good things about that religious family. And, you know, whether a family is Buddhist or Catholic or Christian or Mormon or Muslim, the faith may not be lining up in every way with what you may believe today or we believe. But God has allowed in his grace some goodness, a great deal of goodness to come in. And I learned so much goodness about who God is and Jesus Christ through the Catholic Church. But there was a problem. And the problem wasn't so much about the church or people or anyone else. It was about me. I happened to think a certain way. And you know, there are a lot of young people who do a lot of deep thinking when they're very young.
Yes.
In fact, as I've met them in my 30 years of working with young people, I find that sometimes young people think more when they're younger and less when they get older. And that there can be some very creative kindergartners who are absolutely curious about the whole universe. And within a couple of years, know everything, have every answer, and have stopped being curious. Well, at about the age of third grade, I was still very curious. But I went through something alone, and it was really the first experience I'd ever gone through alone. I mean, we've got to be very careful in listening to and watching our children. Many times they'll come home one day from second grade or from third grade or fourth grade or middle school having experienced something that they never tell anyone else about the rest of their lives. And and you know, Patty and I are not perfect parents. We have busy lives. We've been so blessed with the four children we've been able to raise. We really have to make an effort to sit down and create communication around the table and make home a safe place and create some regularity where we can talk and chat before they go to bed, that type of thing. Because a lot of times, very good parents don't hear what their children may be going through. My parents never knew. In fact, they don't know. In fact, Mom, are you listening out there today? Here's a new one. And when I went to school, I learned about science in third grade. And I learned about what at that time was being taught as evolution. And I learned it from a teacher who basically had won my confidence, who was a very competent teacher, who knew all about the world. But then on Sundays, I would be going to church. And we had catechism, or the equivalent of Sunday school. And there I learned a different story. I became aware in third grade of these two different stories about how everything came into being. And I walked out when I attended Mokulele Elementary School. It was located at Hickam Air Force Base at the time. I don't know if it's still there or not. I would like to go back and see the fence at the end of the school beyond the field. Everybody was playing recess, and I was walking by the fence thinking. And so
the philosopher was starting early, right?
I know. I didn't know what it was. I just had to think these things through and didn't want to be distracted by recess. I loved recess, but I knew I had to think this through. So I stood there at the fence, and I saw the school, and I saw the children, and I thought about my home, my family, and I realized at home I'm learning the church story. I'm learning that there's a God, and that God created everything. And the book of Genesis tells us how he created it in 6 days and rested on the seventh. My family believes that story. That's all they've ever taught me. And I realized at the time, the nuns at church who teach Sunday school or catechism and the priests and the adults there, they all believe that. In fact, the whole church believes that, I thought. And my family believes that. And I wondered, do they know what we're learning here in third grade? And I realized, there's a difference. And I came to the conclusion that they don't know. I also came to the implication, as I thought about it, this probably wouldn't be good to tell them. Because they're happy the way they are. And they really believe this. So I'm just going to make note of it. I'm just going to realize, and this is what I realized, that in church and family, you learn stories about the world. But in school and science, you learn the truth. Oh. It would be years before I realized how profound that decision. It was a decision. It was an intellectual decision I made all by myself. And I kept it private so that it wouldn't rock the boat. And so I never told my family. I never told anyone at church. And as a result, I went back home. And at home, went along with the stories being taught there. And at church, went along with that. All the way through high school, I had no problem getting along, realizing church is where you learn those stories. But it was at school and then at the university that you would learn the truth about mankind. And, you know, Danny, I don't think it really took a huge amount of genius to feel that, because when I talk to young people today, I was involved in a project as a philosopher called Philosophy for Children, which focuses on resources to help kindergarten teachers and others teach philosophy to children. Well, the main method we use is to help children ask questions. They're powerful at asking questions, and with the right tools, they ask some pretty deep questions. Most of these questions, parents tend to just kind of brush off. And I think we have to be sensitive. Children are given a natural capacity by God to wonder and to think and can make some deep intellectual choices when they're young, especially if we don't make it safe for them to talk about it in church and at home. So that was the choice I made. I'll let you segue here, because I did take a little bit of explaining that, but I wanted listeners to know that I had actually made a choice about what I considered to be truth, and I considered that it was school and science that taught truth, and not the church, and not my family.
In the third grade.
Yes.
And it carried along. Well, I think it's ever so appropriate from the standpoint of understanding and having a better grasp of where young people are. We need to talk about those things and their own development. I mean, of course, they're going to become the leaders of society, the leaders of tomorrow. They need to go to the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders.
Right.
Well, I am interested, and I think our listeners would want to know also how, with that decision early on, you came to a point at a certain decision point in your life where Christ came into your heart, into your life, and how the decision you made early as a third grader was changed, and how that point has affected what you've become, and more so, what you feel God leading you to do in the days ahead. Because with the platform the Lord has given you now, my, it's like he's prepared you to elevate and expand with influence and insight, knowledge, and experience to go to a whole nother level of doing your work for the Lord. When we come back from our break, we'll hear the conversion story, the point of change. You know, we all need change. Change is good. Change can be a healthy thing. But what about spiritual change? And how does spiritual change relate with our minds, the intellect, our hearts, and how we process life and the realities that we see? Well, Kili will share with us what he experienced. And as you listen to him, I want you to think, maybe open up your heart, consider, what about you? Say to yourself, well, what about me? How do I relate? How does my life relate to the Lord Jesus Christ? What is Christ wanting to do in me and through me? How can God use me? Do you know the Lord? You can know him. And if you know him, he can build you up. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever had a lonely moment? You know, a moment when you realize, gosh, I'm all alone here. And you felt it, and you knew it. How old were you? Do you remember? Were you a child? I bet there's a bunch of people like me and like Dr. Kili Akina who have experienced that lonely moment. How about your children today? Do you know, are you aware? Am I aware? Are we aware that they go through lonely moments? How about the fact that they might be of different kinds? Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest, Dr. William Kili'i Akina, a dear friend, a friend of many in the islands, a friend of young people and families. Well, before our break, we were talking about, well, Dr. Akina was talking about a lonely moment. He's there on the playground. He's third grade at Mokulele Elementary School. and he's confronted, and with his young philosophical mind, he was processing realities of what he was being taught. And he had to come to some conclusions, a conclusion of which actually led all the way throughout his growing up years into his collegiate years. When a man is speaking from his heart, well, I think a man of stature speaking from his heart, there's certain some special things that will be revealed to us. And I'll tell you what, right now, Dr. Aquino is speaking from his heart. I'm eager to hear what he has to say. But really, you know what? The Lord speaks through him. He's a spiritual man, a godly man. He loves the Lord Jesus. The Lord will speak through him on this. Kelly, take us further about these lonely moments with kids. And we'll come back at some point to talk about your own experience. But go on. Go further.
Sometimes we don't understand that while foolishness is wrapped up in the heart of a child, as we're told in the book of Proverbs, that foolishness pertains to their maturity. There is also wisdom that is within them because they have the spark of God. And that's part of the mind that God has given children. And when children are very young, what they experience can impact them very deeply. I shared just a few minutes ago about how I made an intellectual choice. The choice I made was to recognize and decide that church and family just told me stories, whereas science and the university or science and school tells me the real truth. And I made the choice that I have to keep that quiet into myself, because if I did tell people in my family or the church, they wouldn't be able to handle that. They wouldn't be able to understand it. And here's a third grader saying that. You know, there are so many ways in which children go through lonely moments that they don't share. Some of them are abuse by other adults. Something might happen one day because of a bully who's older. There might be a tremendous embarrassment that happens. A child soils himself, or whatever it may be. The first turn down by a girl or a boy. It could be very devastating, and we may not notice as parents. Patty and I are very busy ourselves, but we try to notice. But even so, I know my wonderful parents didn't know what I was going through, and it wasn't their fault. For a child to be able to articulate the deepest experiences, they need a lot of time, a lot of time. They need time where dinner is full of conversation every night, and it's their turn to speak when they go around the table. They need time when they know mom and dad will be sitting there by their pillow before they go to bed that night. They need time when they know dad will take all of Saturday off from his work so that they can go camping or hiking, and just hours and hours together. And then in the safety and relationship of this, and they learn to communicate. And then in the communication, these lonely moments happen. And I had wonderful parents, but like Patty and myself, they were achieving, accomplishing, living in the economy. So I've gone through life never sharing. Danny, this is really the first public time I'm sharing this. So mom, please, you know, it's not your fault as you hear this. It's as I'm learning myself.
Yes.
But and now to go back to that moment, the decision I made in third grade affected the way I lived the rest of my young life. It told me that what I learned from school, from business, from science, that was really what mattered. And so I fell in love with the James Bond movies and learned from that this is what success is, to be active, intelligent, to have high drama. But I also picked up to have women, to have cars, to have things, to have wealth. I was growing up with all of this. And I was growing up with all of this in the same way that I was growing up with the idea that truth is what science and the school teach you, without having any conversation with my parents about this or with anybody in church about this. There was no one who ever sat down and had these values discussions with me. I just didn't even think people ever talked about these things. I didn't think about it at all, really. I just absorbed this. And so by the time I'm finished with high school, in my mind, the church is just a place where you raise kids. So I knew in my mind that when I go off to college, I am not planning to go to church. I will go off and do what I need to do. And maybe, I remember telling myself this, when I'm married and in my, you know, old in my 30s.
And old in 30s, right?
Right. And have,
we wish we were 30s.
I look back to those days
now.
We
wish we were in our 30s.
Yes. And I'm thinking, well, you know, church may be a useful place because it'd be better to raise your children in church because of values, mm-hmm, than outside the church. So to me, the church had become a very pragmatic thing. It had become a good place to raise your children to reinforce family values. Mm-hmm. And so that's about it to me. But when it came to knowing truth about the universe, about values, it wasn't the church I was thinking of. It wasn't my family I was thinking of. So by the time I finished with high school and went off to a very competitive university, my value system was committed totally to worldly success, to being the richest, most intelligent, wealthy in many ways, influential person that I could be. University was about equipping me to get to that place. Hmm. And then I met a young lady. And it was quite an interesting meeting because I didn't plan to meet her. I was in my sophomore year. I basically spent my days going to class, studying hard. I hung out with top students. And then on Friday night, we would all go and party and recover Saturday morning and then spend the rest of the weekend studying. Mm-hmm. And we were very goal-oriented, very achievement-oriented. And so that was my life. But my sophomore year came, and the dormitory that I lived in did not have a cafeteria. So I had to make a choice. We were allowed to eat at any dorm on the campus. So I decided to eat at the dorm for girls because I wanted to do my duty to the university and provide a balanced social setting, yeah, for all those girls that would, right, be there in that dormitory eating without any guys.
You have to make your contribution, right?
I know. It was painful, a sacrifice, but it was my duty. And I really, so all the guys that I knew, we weren't stupid. We thought, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We will choose to do that. And so, you know, it was kind of fun being a big upperclassman, a sophomore, meeting all these young freshman girls, mm-hmm, who were coming in. And they're usually freshmen because at my university, with a big sorority system, as they got older, they became members of sororities. So here we were, you know, and it was kind of fun and so forth. And then one day I'm sitting down at my table and a girl sits down and puts her tray right across from me and then gets up and goes off and gets something else. And I'm thinking, this is strange, but I don't mind. It's a very attractive young lady, Asian. And as it turned out, that was the first time in her life she had ever taken a forward step to a guy. She was a Christian girl who had been raised, she was born in Taiwan. She had traveled to Canada with her family and settled on the East Coast and then met me in the Midwest in Chicago at college. She was a student at Northwestern University, but in the music conservatory. She was an outstanding pianist, but also getting a psychology degree. She was part of a group on that campus called InterVarsity, which I thought was an athletic club.
Yeah.
I saw the InterVarsity signs and I thought, oh, okay, it's like intramural sports. I really thought that. And, but that was the first time in her life she had ever taken any forward movement toward a guy. And she wasn't particularly thinking about doing anything with that. And that's where I met Patty. And we continued, we argued, we fought. She was part of this religious group, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And so
IVCF.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So all the standard questions, you know, I just had so much fun trying to knock her faith down.
Mm.
Well, you know, how do you know that this is true if it's in a book written by men? Couldn't the men have made a mistake before they wrote down what they wrote down? How do you know this is true? All cultures have their view of God. Couldn't this Jewish culture have had one view and the Chinese have another view? How about what modern science tells us? And remember, for me, no one had ever put science and faith together. So I always saw science on one side as the winner and faith on the other side as the losing worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a lot about science. I knew at the time I was majoring in mathematics, mm-hmm. and economics, and I knew a lot about social science as well. And here she was slugging away, and I just... She was so wrong in her answers, I thought. She just couldn't win an argument, but she wouldn't give up.
Mm.
She would just smile.
Wow.
She would just, she never got upset. She just kept saying, well, okay, if that's not, here, let me say this now. Maybe this is the answer. She wouldn't even know if she was giving the right answer. She just had this undeniable defense of her faith that Jesus is the way, that there's one God, and that she'd given her life to him and she was going to live for him forever. And, and I said, you know, you were at one of the nation's most competitive universities. You are amongst the elite who have passed numerous tests. Your SAT scores are in the top 1%. You're... Grades are nearly 4.0, and the people around you are going to become CEOs and political leaders and scientists and professors. And you can't even hold a single argument and win a single argument on the thing you say is the most important thing in your life.
Hmm.
She would say, but I'll find the right argument.
Hmm.
Well, so that was my meeting, this girl, and eventually she invited me to come out to see her intervarsity group. So I went out, and as I was there, I looked around left and right, and I said, these people are really trying hard. They're raising their hands, closing their eyes, and I'm thinking, they really want to feel it, don't they?
Hmm.
And I said, this is just not for me. And that was it. You know, I decided I wouldn't be going back to that and so forth. And then, but I knew I liked this girl. I knew I liked her. And we were walking along the lake after dinner one night. And I was becoming more and more fond of her and wanted to move our relationship forward. You know, then, she kind of astounded me because I thought I could tell she very much wanted to have a relationship with me. She connected with me. And then she said she could not have a relationship with me, and that would have to be the end of it. And she said, it's because I didn't have her savior. And, at the time, I was put off and surprised, and it was just so from left field. I didn't know. I was thinking, well, you know, her faith must not mean that much to her because I can tell I think she likes me more than I like her. And she was in tears, and she said, that's the end of it. And that was it. And I got angry. I thought, gee, you know, it's those intervarsity people. It's the mind control of mm-hmm. the religious group on campus,
mm-hmm.
because I can see the older ones. I knew they had Bible studies and so forth. And, well, that, I reconciled that. I said, okay, fine. You know, that's the choice she's made. That's the way she wants to live. And I went on with my life. And that would have been the end of it. But I know the next week I just went back to my life and had other friends and had a lot to do and tried to escape that. And so I just put that behind me. Now, let me be mindful of your time when you need to take a break.
We've got to follow it along. Mm-hmm. We've got to follow it along. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we want to hear the rest. Mm-hmm. We've got to hear the rest. You've taken us. We've got to hear the rest because of we're talking about matters of the heart here. Yeah. When we come back from our break, we will continue with deep matters of the heart. It's one of the things that I think, Kelly, the Lord uses this show because people can connect. Life isn't always just fluid. It certainly isn't perfect. But Christ comes in the deepest way and in our deepest times in life. Isn't that why we love him so much? The Lord Jesus is here for you even as you listen, right where you are, because he loves you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, the story of change. A conversion moment. But a heartfelt moment while you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest, Dr. Kelly Akina. You can hear this show in its entirety, downloadable for free there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The word got to you. Patty says, no,
yeah,
we can't go on. What happened?
You know, I have to say that that was quite a remarkable thing. I had not seen anyone take such a stand, you know, for her faith. And if she hadn't been so much in pain about her own loss of our relationship, it may not have seemed authentic to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell she loved something more than life. She loved God. And that was to have a deeper meaning that I wouldn't understand for years and years to come, because I tried to run away from that. And so I went back to my life and said, well, this is the way this girl is going to be. that's fine. Little did I know that she and her friends and all of the InterVarsity and her family, you know, everyone was praying for me.
Praying.
That there were hundreds of people beyond me who, because I didn't know that I had a certain reputation on campus. And that there were Christians across the campus who were praying for me because they just had a sense that I think from God that he singled me out. And so now I'm telling you these things. I've never told anyone because I didn't know them in advance. I only know afterward how much that had happened. And so I went back to classes. And there were three guys with whom I was rather close in my math class because they were the top. They were just at the top. They were fantastic. They were great mathematicians. And yet there was something different about them. It was a highly competitive school. They helped everybody. They had a camaraderie, a brotherhood between them. And so I went out with some of them just to have a cup of coffee, a cup of cocoa. And I was just so surprised to learn that they were part of that InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Wow.
And those conversations that winter led to talking about Christ. And these guys were able to reconcile faith and science. They were science majors who believed in Jesus Christ. They understood theology. They understood philosophy. They were major scholars. They were today. They're just doing brilliant things, and at that time, that winter, it was a winter of coffees and cocoa and snow, and not winter yet, autumn, of listening to them. At the end of all of that, I made a decision one night. When I had gone down to Chicago to party with my friends, that even before I got off the train, I would turn around. I got back on the train, went up to Evanston with Northwestern. On that Friday, I just felt drawn to go to the InterVarsity meeting. I walked in. Patty noticed me, but I just left her alone. At the end of the meeting, I went up and found my friend from the math class. He and I talked another half hour, and he shared with me the gospel of Jesus Christ. In that moment, I knew that God had called me. I knew my life was worth nothing apart from Christ. I gave my life to Christ. I totally surrendered everything to follow him as my Lord and Savior who had died on the cross for me. The next day, you know that movie Wizard of Oz where you go from black and white to color? That's exactly what happened. I read the Gospel of John that night. 3 days later, I was being discipled by the man who led me to Christ, that friend. The next week, I started a small group of people who didn't know Christ, and from that point on, began to build a ministry. God grabbed me, changed me, and let me say this last thing. In his grace, he brought to me people who could put science and faith together and show me they weren't in competition with each other, but that faith in the Word of God, the Bible, and knowledge of the scientific truths of the world are all from the same Creator God who loves us, who communicates to us, and who died on the cross, or whose Son died on the cross for our sin. And Danny, that was the beginning before the 31 years of being with Youth for Christ.
I tell you, Kelly, that is truly a heartfelt, remarkable story of what Christ and his love has done in your life. And I thank you. I thank you for sharing that today. It's going to have a great impact, I think, on the lives of many others. In the next few weeks, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone right near you. To find out more and to hear this show or to download it, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Psalm 97:10 says, "Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Dr. William Kelly Akina. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave